Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 56, and I'm starting the fourth season of this podcast. We're going into an album called Reborn Heart, which was originally released, as far as I remember, back in 2012. Or let's say it was finished back in 2012. The work on this album started in 2011, so it was a fairly quick album, so to speak, and it's a lot more pop than the previous one that we've been talking on this podcast, which was the Overcome album, which dragged on through so many episodes for weeks and weeks and weeks. So just before I get into the subject matter of this album, I want to say that thank you to everybody who have actually voted on the two polls that I put out. One was on my YouTube channel and the other one was on my Telegram channel. Now what I had to do, I had to use an aggregate. So I basically summarized the votes from both of these places. And I had a tie. I won't lie, I had a tie. There was the Out Again album, and the other one was Reborn Heart album. So, because I couldn't decide on which one should I go with, I basically had to roll the dice, and here we go. It's Reborn Heart album. The second was Out Again, and then the third one, surprisingly, was Killed Alive. I'm kind of surprised that nobody voted for Alice Severance, but whatever. This is not the last time I'm going to be conducting a vote like this. Next time, in the end of this season, which is when I get to the end of the Reborn Heart album, I will put out a poll, actually, on my podcast. And I think that poll will probably apply to the Spotify audience. I don't know if they do this kind of stuff on Apple, I have no clue. But I do know that Spotify has this ability, so I can make a poll for the next album that I'll be covering, and the poll will show up on Spotify as well. So this is how I'm going to go about it next time. So this time, I'm looking into the Reborn Heart album. The Reborn Heart album is kind of a weird one, because I think it's fair to say that I was just diving out of some really dark times back in 2011, 2012. It was still pretty dark. It was starting to feel a little better. I started to gradually get my life on the rails again, because I dived out of a relationship that I did not want to be in. I didn't even consider that to be a relationship. It was a thing that I sort of had to be in out of necessity, let's put it this way, and I wasn't happy about that at all, or should I say I was more than happy to get out of that. And I've talked about this previously when I was talking about the Overcome album. So there was this girl who basically tricked me into living with her, and then I didn't have any way out. I basically helped corner myself, and perhaps I could have acted different at the time, and I probably should have known better, etc., 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 blah, 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 blah. I've talked about this at length, And yeah, me nowadays looking back at that experience, sure enough, I should have been a lot... I should have acted a lot different, really. Unfortunately, at the time, you know, I didn't have the mind that I have today, so I just basically went with whatever life presented me with, and at the time I thought that I'm doing the best that I could. So 2011-2012, I was living together with a girl. We were renting together, we were living together, basically surviving together. And I finished working on the Take the Jive album in spring 2011. Then I got out of that situation and I worked on Take the Jive Europe. It was late 2011. I think I finalized just in a matter of like 3 or 4 months. I managed to produce the Take the Jive Europe album and released it on Jamendo in December 2011. And then at the same time, in fall 2011, I was already working on the Reborn Heart album. And I kind of didn't know what was that album about. I just felt it didn't even have a title back then. I was just writing songs and I was basically describing whatever I felt at the time, you know, whatever aspirations I had. And I was more than happy that I had left behind the relationship with my old boyfriend, with my first boyfriend, because that didn't pan out and I walked out on him. I told that story before on my podcast. And that I was more than happy that I got out of that other situation with a girl, and that now I sort of had the feeling that I'm onto something, that finally maybe, just perhaps, I can start, you know, trying out things and having a life of my own, basically. I was renting myself, and it was extremely tough. It was really tough because it was a very expensive place, and I was working all the time. I was writing music for a lady who owned the apartment. She was an artist, an indie artist. I was arranging music, writing music, recording music for her, and then I was picking up other gigs as well for other bands and artists. I was mixing, I was producing music. I also had my students. I was teaching at the time. I was teaching vocals and music theory. I still did that. And then I also picked up a job at a film company. And that was a remote job, basically. I had to call the cinema theaters across, what was that, 11 time zones they have in Russia. I don't remember, 11 time zones, I think it was. And my job was to go on Skype and make a certain amount of calls per day, call the cinema theaters all across the country, you know, from the Far East to the Western regions. And I had to call them and ask them about the missing hard drives because it had to do with making sure that the hard drives with movies that are distributed to movie theaters, that all of these hard drives are being collected on time, that nothing is missing. So it basically, I was working like, I don't know what you call this job, but like some sort of logistics job. And I would work that, you know, all across the day. Sometimes I would start my calls in the middle of the night because in the far east of Russia, you would have, it would be morning already. And I would be doing that kind of stuff. So I was basically working 24/7. Well, not 24/7, 20 hours a day, basically, I was working. I was working all the time. And at the same time, I started working on this album because I wanted to try some new, something new musically. I wanted to... And this is where I'm finally starting to get into the flesh of this album. Now that I got all this kind of premise and the backstory out of the way. So musically, I wanted to experiment on something, and I didn't have an electric guitar at the time, but I didn't want to do something heavy. I wanted to go for something that is kind of pop, but with like some dubstep or future bass kind of feel to it, and blend it with hip-hop, sort of, but not exactly hip-hop, and then also make it, I don't know, blend it with something along the lines of the band Placebo, because Placebo was one of the bands headed by Brian Molko that influenced me back in the day. Alongside with Radiohead and a whole variety of other bands. Coldplay, Radiohead, Placebo. These were the bands that weren't heavy, but I was listening to them at the time, and I was listening to them earlier in the early 2000s. So I wanted to do something that is really melodic, that is simpler than something like Overcome, that is not like prog metal oriented or in that realm. I wanted to do something that is pop, but something that has a good punch to it at the same time. And I wanted to write songs that people can more or less easy relate to, because, you know, I always felt that my life was kind of different and kind of weird in a lot of ways, both because of my trials and tribulations and because of who I am. So I wanted to make some songs, I wanted to record an album that people could relate to, something that could cover, something that would be a venue for me to speak about the things that happened in my life and sort of get it out of my system, but at the same time, make it relatable and generalize it to an extent so that everybody, you know, guys and girls, so that they could relate to it, basically. That was the idea. And I had a few melodies, as usual, in my mind. I always have some melodies floating in my mind. And I had this idea, and so I started writing, and I don't exactly remember what was the first track that I started to work on. I think I started in October 2011. And for the longest while, I think for a couple of months, I was cooking up some interesting synth sounds. I was experimenting in my Reason software, and back then I was using Reason 5. I was experimenting with various synth sounds, and I wanted to cook up something that is really powerful and kind of along the lines of dubstep and future bass, but with some extra grit to it. And mind you, I've never been super knowledgeable on like electronic music genres or anything like that, because I was always kind of leaning towards more of a guitar sound. But since I did not have an electric guitar, I wanted to substitute that wall of sound, that wall of guitar sound, I wanted to substitute it with electronics, but let them serve that same function. So right before I went into Reborn Heart album, I've recorded a cover song of an Italian artist who goes by the name of Antonella Lococo. She had a song, I guess it was a hit song at the time, called Cuore Scoppiato, an Italian song. And so this was, Cuore Scoppiato was the song on which that cover song, on which I've tried some of the synth sound that I've cooked up before I went into Reborn Heart. And then after I was done with that cover song, I was like, okay, so now we got something. We got some interesting sounds. I got more or less a rack assembled, stacked up in Reason. I had like a blueprint project for, you know, the drum sounds. What are they going to be like? And what are the synths going to be like? And what kind of bass tones am I going to be using? And I mean like bass as in like bass guitar. Not like basic, but bass. And other things. Percussions, drum loops, keyboards, etc., etc., etc. So I've used that cover song to set the stage for the album that I was about to start working on, which is Reborn Heart. And once I've laid that out, I went in and I started writing. And initially I didn't have like a plan for the album. I didn't know how long is it going to be. I didn't know if it's going to be 10 tracks or 12 or something like that, but I knew that I had some ideas sketched out and I had some melodies in my mind, and I wanted to be more or less energetic, and I wanted to be a diverse album, and I wanted to try out things. And also, since I was working on this other project, producing an album for that indie artist lady, and she gave me her guitar, her acoustic guitar, which I could plug in and record, I was like, okay, so maybe I can at least blend some of these synthetic tones. Maybe I can blend them with some acoustics, with an acoustic guitar, for lack of an electric guitar. And that's precisely what I did. And that's why on some of the songs on Reborn Heart, you can hear that there is some guitar, like in Lucky Trickster, for example, or No One Matters Somehow, or Lost Secrets. Lost Secrets has some guitars, and it would have been, if it wasn't an acoustic guitar, it would have been a very alternative rock, alternative metal kind of song otherwise. But it's not, because it wasn't an electric guitar. So, now that I have laid out more or less the kind of the climate and the backstory for this album, let's dive in into the individual songs. And the first song, the opening track, is X. And as I've said before, I've been out of a relationship with my first boyfriend, which, you know, that relationship ended rather tragically. And then I was more than happy that I got out of that other relationship, quote-unquote relationship, because I've never seen it as a real relationship, really, with that girl. Got out of that, and I was very happy to be free again. So, and I also wanted to generalize, like I said, I didn't want to write songs just about myself. I wanted to use my experience and what I have learned in a couple of years, you know? My emotional experience and whatever I felt, I wanted to use that as a seed for every song, and then to build upon that and to generalize as broadly as I possibly could so that other people could relate. So the song X, and I will just read the lyrics, like I usually do, I'll read the lyrics. It's not really a complicated song. There is no, like, super duper deep meaning or something. It's pretty straightforward. So that's why the song opens with the words X, ex-boyfriend, X, ex-girlfriend. It's not that X is about a bisexual person who is singing about an ex-boyfriend and an ex-girlfriend and whatever. No, it's a generalized thing. It goes for ex-boyfriends and it goes for ex-girlfriends if you're a guy. You know what I mean? And if you're a girl, probably you're gonna have some ex-boyfriends. And probably the entire song is gonna relate to, you know, both girls and guys, basically. So then the lyrics go like this, the first verse. You took my choice away. I guess I wasn't meant to have one. I had to play up to your play, but I played off. Don't tell me you feel betrayed. It took a lot to soothe. It looked neat, yet it never felt cool. And there's no way for you to smooth the naked truth. I played up to your show off for lack of proof. So these are the first two verses, and you basically can see what is this about. Yes, I'm using some of my own experience. I'm saying, you took my choice away. I guess I wasn't meant to have one, because I was basically locked up for a year and a half in that situation. I couldn't get out. Didn't have the means to get out. I didn't have the independence to get out. The person I was with was trying to control everything about me, including my money, including my, you know, phone calls, communications, everything. It was crazy. That was really crazy. So that's what I'm referring to here. I had to play up to your play, but I played off. Don't tell me you feel betrayed. And then that same person claimed that I have betrayed her. Which was funny, because I didn't even see myself in a real relationship with that girl at all. It was her wishful thinking, and I was playing the best I could do was to play a game and to pretend while waiting for an opportunity for myself to get the heck out. That's exactly what I was doing. It took a lot to soothe. It looked neat, yet it never felt cool. And there's no way for you to smooth the naked truth. I played up to your show off for lack of proof. Then there's a hook. No, I won't be your friend. You will never get me back in your bed. This is a real dead end. Comprehend that I don't want a further pretend. That's a weird way to say it. I mean the word pretend, because pretend is a verb. And I guess the word that I would rather use nowadays would be pretense. That would be a more accurate word. But for the sake of rhyming things up, I've used the word pretend, alright? And my English wasn't stellar back in 2012. You're not the only one, you're not the only one. It repeats three times, then there's the next verse. Whenever I had a chance, it was no kind of love at first glance. I dragged my newborn sympathy through a fake romance that killed our agonizing affinity. I never loved your face. I never liked the way you fucked me. You never tried to take my place when we had poor sex. Oh, I'm so happy you're just an ex. Now, this is a cumulative. These two verses, they don't necessarily refer to the girl. They refer also to my ex, and they refer to a couple of other guys that I dealt with. So it's a cumulative of all of that experience. It's very generalized. It's not about one individual person. This is about, you know, a generalization of a few people. And then we go again into the hook, and it says, "No, I won't be your friend. You will never get me back in your bed. This is a real dead end. You must know that I don't want a further pretend. No, we just can't be friends. I will never fuck with you on weekends. This is a real dead end. Face the fact, I don't want a further pretend. You're not the only one, you're not the only one, you're not the only one," it repeats. Then there is a middle section that says, "I leave the past behind for a better future. Perhaps I look unkind, no trace of me you'll find. I leave the past behind for a better future without you, without you." And of course, obviously this is about letting go and leaving everything, all of that jazz, leaving it behind. And not looking back anymore, not dwelling on that and saying basically, "Bye-bye, guys, I'm out of here, and I'm going to go and live my life, and I'm going to find out what's best for myself." And then there is the repetition of the hook again. "No, I won't be your friend. You will never get me back in your bed. This is a real dead end. You must know that I don't want a further pretend. No, we just can't be friends. I will never fuck with you on weekends. This is a real dead end. Face the fact, I don't want a further pretend. Ex-ex-boyfriend, ex-ex-girlfriend." So again, it relates to everybody. Everybody has an ex-boyfriend, everybody has an ex-girlfriend. Right? Everybody can relate. "I leave the past behind for a better future. Perhaps I look unkind. No trace of me you'll find. I leave the past behind for a better future without you, without you." And this is where the lyrics end. So as you can see, as compared to the almost sinister lyrics on albums like Overcome or Seraphic Tears, lyrics here, at least in this first song, are not ominous, they're not obscure, they're not cryptic. It's really all pretty straightforward and right in your face. It's about things that perhaps everybody had to deal with at some point in their life, be that a girl or a guy. And that was the point of writing songs like this. And this is the very first one. Now, with that being said, with that being out of the way, let's move on to the next section and do some basic music analysis, shall we? Here we go, the music analysis. So, just as usual, I will be playing segments of the song, and then I'll be dissecting them. There is not a lot of segments. It's not really complicated. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. So, I think that I will play from the original Reason project, so that you just hear better, without the vocal, what's going on there. And then I will comment and kind of play on the piano a little bit, and outline the vocal part. Alright, so let's listen to it. Let's listen to the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting in the very beginning. This is the intro, which is also going to become the outro. This is one of the favorite tricks that I'm using in my songwriting. When I introduce something in the very beginning, already knowing that I will build upon that in the very end. So this allows me to introduce, to lead the listener into the song. So there's a little theme that goes in some sort of synth or something like that. It goes like this. It's very simple. Notice how the notes that are being used here, the chord that first shows up in the song, the first chord, is a G major plus 7-9. So it allows for this 9 to exist, to manifest itself. And this is an F sharp major with some suspension going on there. That one going into a B minor. But not completely, because that little riff that's going on up there uses a G, so it's not, it's kind of a B minor, but the melody goes against it. You see this little thing here? Instead of the third, it uses a C sharp. We're in B minor, by the way. D major, down here. And then it repeats itself. And then we're going into the first verse. Let me play the first verse and then I will comment. Very simple, straightforward rhythm. And then we're going into the hook. So what's happening on the verse? This is the basic chord progression. So the vocal goes something like this. It took my choice away. I guess it wasn't meant to have one. I had to pay up her play, but I played off. Don't tell me you feel betrayed. It took a lot to soothe. It looked neat and it never felt cold. There's no way for you to smooth the naked truth. The plan of today is show off for lack of proof. I'm basically catching up with the lyrics because I don't remember the lyrics by heart. But here's what's going on. There's a G major. Plus 7. I love plus 7s. B minor, F major, F sharp major, minus 7, again, G major plus 7, B minor, F sharp major, goes down the G major plus 7. So this emphasizes that this is not just an E minor, it's an E minor minus 7. Because I'm using the 7th tone in the melody. It took a lot to soothe. It looked needy and it never felt cool. And there's no way for you to smooth and make it true. Goes up in that upper register, and I apologize for not being exactly with my best singing voice right now. I'm not warmed up or anything like that, I'm just illustrating. Going into the hook, let me play the hook. And after that, there is a little bridge that ensues after the hook, because the first hook is just it's the shortest one, it's just a four-liner. So that's the basic chord progression here in the hook. Very simple. B minor, F sharp major, A major, E major minus 7. Again, B minor, F sharp major minus 7, A major, G major, F sharp major. Again, a simple melody here. You're not the only one. Then the vocal goes, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. Let's listen to what the bridge plays. And it's basically, again, just a couple of chords. So there is some semblance of a bass riff going on there. And that's it. A G major, a suspended fourth. I don't think there is a suspended fourth, just an F sharp major. And then after that, we're going again to the next verse. You never had a chance. There was no kind of love at first glance. I dragged my newborn sympathy through a vagrant man. Killed your agonizing identity. I never loved your face. I never liked the way you fucked me. I never tried to take my place. We had more sex. Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah, there we go. So it's basically the same exact melody over the same exact chord progression. Then we're going into another hook. No, I won't be your friend, etc., etc., etc. Let's listen till then and get to the middle part. It goes again into the hook. So the idea in the middle is it starts with a G major plus 7, then goes into a D major plus 7. Then there's an A major, F sharp major, again G major plus 7. Major plus 7, A major, is a new melody that is being introduced and is gonna be used for the outro. Into a high D up there. Without you! So, it's a simple melody and it's gonna reoccur again in the end. Then there's the hook again. Then basically there is the outro. So this middle section that I just played quietly, right? Which we just listened to, is gonna reoccur in the very end with the same chord progression. Okay, so I was wrong about the chord progression. I wasn't wrong about everything else. So in the outro, here's the chord progression with the melody.
I leave the past behind.
+7, it's actually where we started. So I'm taking whatever was in the very beginning, introduced as the intro, and I'm putting the melody from the middle section on top of it, and I'm blending that together and making an outro out of this. Thank you. basically the music analysis for X. And with that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we? So as you can see, X from the Reborn Heart album, the opening track, nothing really complicated here. It doesn't have like a multitude of layers of meaning or something like that, like I like to do on other albums. It's fairly straightforward. Yes, I didn't sing it in a very, very long while, so I apologize for my crooked vocals and for not remembering any of the lyrics at all. I literally just pulled up the lyrics and I was looking them up and trying to pull from my memory what the vocal line is. Now, with that being said, if you did not hear the original Reborn Heart album, and or if you didn't hear any of my music whatsoever, I of course would urge you to go and look up Catherine Corelli. Catherine with a C, Corelli with a C on any major streaming platform, and you will easily find both the Reborn Heart album and, well, any of my music, quite frankly. Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, any of those platforms, and of course, YouTube. And if you're gonna go and check out my YouTube, you might as well find my official music artist channel, where you can also discover for yourself my Cat Talk series, which is a video cast of sorts, and then also a playlist which is called Cat Vibes, where it has some of the more casual footage, and sometimes it pertains to music. For the most part, it doesn't pertain to music, but sometimes it features some of my production, like me recording guitars, recording vocals, or drums, or something along those lines. So if you're interested, check it out. Check me also on YouTube, Catherine Corelli. While you are there, if you want to check out my other ventures, let's put it this way, I would invite you to check out southerncaracol.com. This is about skin healing and aromatherapy. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, etc., etc. Skin health and aromatherapy products relating to your skin health, lips, etc., etc., this kind of stuff. So you might want to check out our website, southerncaracol.com. The link is going to be in the description. The link to my main website, catcorelli.us, is going to be in the description as well. If you have any questions about this podcast, or you have an extensive comment or something like that you want to leave, you can always reach out to me at ladycatherinecorelli@gmail.com. Again, the link to my email is going to be in the description to every episode of Cat Tunes. With that being said, thank you very much for spending your time with me. I appreciate you. I love you. And you will hear me on the next episode. Arr!